Hello, my name is Tequila. You have reached the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. If you're having a medical emergency, please hang up and call 911. Are you calling to find a testing site near you?
No, I was trying to figure out about the vaccine eligibility.
I'm sorry, what was that? This is the Coronavirus Hotline.
Yes, I was trying to figure out about the vaccine eligibility.
It's 65 and up.
65 and up. Okay, I was under the impression that people with underlying conditions like diabetes were going to be part of 1C.
Well, the one on the pre-registration, they're not asking for online conditions or any kind of occupation
yeah.
what you have, so I wouldn't
yeah.
know.
Yeah, see, I'm confused, too, because I was under the impression that they, with 1C, that people with diabetes would be able to get it when people 65 and up and additional essential workers got it. So I was just confused because I've tried to register at pretty much every place I know possible, and it doesn't even give me an option to put that.
Yeah, it don't have an option nowhere, not even online or if you call the vaccine appointment line.
Okay, so I mean, does that mean that like you're not eligible right now?
Well, you can still pre-register, but it just when your phase becomes available, that's when they'll reach out to you to let you know when that you can come in and get your vaccination.
Okay. And there's not a number I can call to see like any kind of tentative thing on that.
I'm sorry, what was that?
There's not, like, nobody knows when they're going to, like, make people, like, open it up for people with pre-existing.
Oh, nobody knows.
Nobody knows. Oh, my gosh. I know.
It's bad.
I know. Well, see, I've got diabetes, and my son, I homeschooled him for the first 9 weeks, you know, so technically.
I am also one of the representatives that asked that other line, too, to get people pre-registered for the vaccine. I tell you, a lot of people that is 75 years and up still haven't gotten their first shot.
Yeah, no, I've seen that. Thankfully, my grandparents have been able to, but we're all type 1 diabetics in my family.
Well, my grandmama, she is a bad diabetic. She have to exercise herself and her stomach. Mm-hmm. And her ankles are very, very, like, swollen. I don't know what type she is, but
goodness gracious, bless her heart.
Yes, ma'am. I asked her, did she want to get pre-registered since I have the pre-registered system, and
mm-hmm.
she advised me that she would not be getting it until they say on the news that it's mandatory to get it.
Really? Oh, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Well, goodness. Well, I hope everybody else gets vaccinated so that she'll be protected.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know why she don't want to get the vaccine. I mean, that's kind of crazy, but.
No, I think that that's.
To each his own.
I think some of the older people are kind of scared to get the vaccine, but to each their own. Well, okay. Well, I appreciate your help. I just was really confused because I was under the impression that they were about to open it to people with diabetes and heart conditions and all that stuff. And I went on Monday and tried to get every appointment available, and it didn't even have an option for that. So.
Oh, you can't even get scheduled. At first, we had the scheduling system, but it was so many representatives answering the line because it was so many calls pouring in, like 400 calls a day, 400 or 500 calls at a time coming in. And so
I guess
we were just overbooked, and I think that a lot of representatives just overbooked, you know, people for the vaccine. So they took the scheduling system away from us, and they gave us a pre-registration system. And when they gave it to us, they did not add the questions about your online conditions or your occupation, like to put you in, you know, different groups. So I don't know why they not doing it.
I gotcha. Yeah, I was just confused because I guess I was under the impression that the way that I guess the articles and stuff read, it seemed like it was going to be available on February 8th. And yeah, there just wasn't even an option. Let me ask you this. Do you know if you can go, like, when it does come available? Because, see, I live in Jefferson County, and I know I feel like it's going to be, like, over flooded in Jefferson County. Can you go to any county?
Now, they're telling us to tell you all you have to go to the county that you're that you're that you live in, because I guess people running all over the place. I don't know.
Yeah, I gotcha. I got
everybody's just trying to get in where they fit in, and they trying to. It's a lot of people been calling in. Well, I'm going to this county right here since my county don't have it. A lot of places are giving away like a free 100, you know, 1,000 shots or whatever, like different places. Mm-hmm.
I gotcha. Okay, well, I'll just keep tuned. I mean, you know, I've lived in Walker County before, so I might just see. I just didn't want to get an appointment and then be turned away, you know, and then say that because I live in Jefferson County that I can't get it.
Now, with Jefferson County, you would have to call 205-858-2221.
Let me, hold on 1 second. I do not have, hold on, let me get it.
Okay.
I will not remember that. And I want to know what number to call. Okay, so what was that number? 205.
205.
Mm-hmm.
858.
Okay.
2221.
2221. Okay. I really appreciate all your help, and it's really... I really appreciate it, and I know y'all are probably so swamped.
Yes, ma'am. We is right now.
I totally believe it. Well, hopefully they'll get more vaccines in and start getting them even more out.
Yes, ma'am. Hopefully.
Well, thank you so much. You have a great day.
You too. Thank you for calling the Department of Public Health Coronavirus Hotline. You have a great day.
Okay, thank you. You too. All right, bye-bye.